Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Friday morning, July 12th, 2024, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Cure Alzheimer's Fund announces 19th straight year of record results. Cure Alzheimer's Fund has announced its 19th consecutive year of record-breaking results, raising $34.8 million in 2023, an increase of over 8% from the previous year. This funding supported 114 research grants, totaling $27.8 million, issued to 147 scientists in 11 countries, the most in a single year. CEO Meg Smith highlighted the importance of funding research to end the burden of Alzheimer's disease, noting the need for more disease-altering treatments. The 2023 annual report is now available on the Cure Alzheimer's Fund website. Since 2004, Cure Alzheimer's Fund has provided 853 grants and contributed $204 million to research, receiving a 4-star rating from Charity Navigator for over 12 years. For more information, visit cure.org. Stanford professor Jeff Stranad joins advisory panel of Q International Foundation to address DAO's governance challenges. Stanford University's professor Jeff Stranad has joined the economic advisory panel of Q International Foundation to help address governance challenges faced by decentralized autonomous organizations. DAOs often struggle with decentralization, leading to inefficiencies and lack of accountability. Professor Stranad's contestable control approach proposes a solution by allowing control of the DAO to be continuously up for grabs to the highest bidder, ensuring efficient management. Q International Foundation aims to create a prototype implementation of this framework using the Q protocol's capabilities. This collaboration aligns with Q's mission to advance decentralized governance beyond the limitations of code as law, setting a new standard for DAOs to be decentralized, accountable, effective, and efficient. Stanford professor Jeff Stranad joins advisory panel of Q International Foundation to address DAO's governance challenges. Stanford University's professor Jeff Stranad has joined the economic advisory panel of Q International Foundation to address the governance challenges faced by decentralized autonomous organizations, DAOs. DAOs struggle with decentralization, leading to issues like slow decision-making and lack of accountability. Professor Stranad's contestable control approach offers a solution by allowing DAO control to be continuously up for grabs to the highest bidder. This collaboration aims to implement this innovative governance model using the Q protocol's capabilities. By combining Stranad's framework with Q protocol's infrastructure, they aim to set a new standard for decentralized and efficient DAO governance.
The biggest names in sports came out for GBK Brand Bar's Pre-SB Luxury Lounge presented by Mend. The biggest names in sports came out for GBK Brand Bar's Pre-SB Luxury Lounge presented by Mend in Los Angeles. SB nominees, presenters, hosts, top athletes, and Olympians received over $60,000 in gifts and trips at the event. Guests enjoyed products from Mend, Aroma 360 luxury scenting brand, Fogcrest Vineyards wines, Jane Foodie's gourmet meals, and Savant Power's smart plug bundle. Invited guests were treated to luxurious trips to Laguna Beach, Fiji, and Turks and Caicos. Fashion brands like Sherry Henry and Values Driven gifted attendees, along with food and beverage items like Ike's Love and Sandwiches gift card, Incognito's cannabis cocktails, and LA Lakers legend AC Green's Warrior Energy drink. Services provided included tattooing, bodywork sessions, accent coaching, ghostwriting, and pet remedies. GBK Brand Bar CEO Gavin Keeley partnered with Animal Foster Network, Foundation for a Drug-Free World, and Watering Seeds Organization to give back to the community.
FinServe Foundation welcomes two distinguished leaders to its board of directors. FinServe Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to fostering talent in the financial services sector, is excited to announce the appointment of two professionals to its board of directors, Bonnie M. Trachel, JD, and Dr. David Roiney. FinServe provides coaching, mentorship, and scholarships to empower individuals in the financial services field. They collaborate with over 30 colleges, impacting more than 500 FinServe fellows. Bonnie Trachel, founder of Endeavor Retirement, brings governance solutions for retirement plans. Dr. David Roiney, a former Navy officer and robotic surgeon, aims to decrease the wealth gap. Their addition reflects FinServe Foundation's commitment to impactful leadership. Visit finservefoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.